producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 15 days till the end of summer, so take advantage of it. If you're able to head down to the beach, play a little bit of golf, or just sit in your back deck and enjoy the sun, great. But get your enjoyment while you can. Only a little more than 2 weeks. Great for the gardens. Things are really maturing now. The grass is really beginning to grow in a lot of areas with all the rain that we've had. And now is the best, and I mean the best time of the year to start a new lawn from seed. So we'll talk about that today, as well as any other topics that you would like me to cover for you. So that if you have a gardening question, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll work together to solve your problems. The fall traditionally is moist, more rain than during the summer. Very few weeds that will germinate. And when the weather cools off in October, any weeds that have developed in your lawn, they're going to be annual. And they're going to be killed by the cold weather, and only your grass will remain. So if you need to do some turf repair, now is the time to sit down and let's get it done. Great time right now to go through your perennial beds. If you haven't done so in a while, grab a trash barrel. Go through your perennial beds. Do some weeding. Throw them all in your trash barrel. And then you can take it and put it in your compost pile, compost tumbler, whatever you have. And recycle those weeds and turn it to beautiful compost that will help the quality of your soil. Now, there is one thing that I don't want you to put in your compost pile, and that's crabgrass. So if you see clumps of crabgrass, bring a second barrel. Pull the crabgrass out gently so that the seed doesn't fall from the plant. Throw it in that second barrel and then dispose of it. Do not, and I plead with you, do not put crabgrass plants in your compost pile. Now, if you're looking at your lawn, speaking of crabgrass, and you start to see sections that tend to have a red coloration, those are crabgrass plants in your lawn. The red that you see is the seed pods that's producing seeds that will make it even greater problem for next year. In that case, what you need to do is to lower the blades of your lawnmower to the lowest setting. Put your bag on the lawnmower if you have one. If you don't, try and ask a neighbor if you could borrow the lawnmower, because what you need to do is to cut the grass as short as possible so that you can remove the seed pod. Looks like a piece of wheat, like an old-fashioned TV antenna, and you need to bag it. That way the seed doesn't spread. So you cut your grass short, you catch all the seed pods in the bag, and then if you've got some room on your property where you have woods or tall grasses, then dump it out there. Do not put that in your compost pile, because most of those seeds will not break down and die with the heat that the compost pile creates. So you need to get the seed out of your lawn. And if you see a lot of it, then be sure to make a mental note that next spring you need to use a crabgrass preventer. Very, very important if you can do that, because you're not going to be able to get every single seed. Now, the other thing that you can do after you've mowed and removed as much as you can, some of the seed has already fallen, because each crabgrass plant that's in your lawn can produce 500 to 1,000 new seeds for next year. So if you had a lot of it, then what I would suggest that you do, a good fertilization in the fall to encourage the grass that's there that's perennial. And that would be the bluegrass, your perennial rye, your fescues, so that they can get bigger and stronger and thicker. And then, just to make sure, buy a product called Maize, M-A-Z-E. And Maize is a liquid corn gluten. It's made by Bonide. And when you spray the Maize on your lawn, it will come in contact with the crabgrass seed, and it will kill it. So that way you can kill a lot of it this fall. You can vacuum it up with the bag in your lawnmower. But please, if you see red, get it out and then fertilize it. And that will help to thicken the lawn, fill in the empty spaces, and that will give the crabgrass seed that do remain a tough time to germinate and to replenish itself and come back next year. But again, if you're going to be seeding a new lawn, then you cannot put down the Maize, because the Maize will kill all types of seeds. It will kill clover and chickweed, dandelions, you name it, and it will kill it, and it will do a great job for you. So just be aware of it, and let's get the lawn repaired of any summer damage, any weeds that are there. Now, Bonide has a product called Weed Beater Ultra. It's a liquid. It comes in a concentrate that you just attach the bottle to the hose, spray it, and it will take care of all of your broadleaf weeds, dandelions, chickweed, clover, that have come in during the summer months. And what's nice about Weed Beater Ultra, it allows you to plant grass seed within a 3-week period after you've applied it. So choose the day with no rain in the forecast. Spray it on the foliage. It will be absorbed, taken down to the roots, and kill the plant. 3 weeks later, then you can plant fresh seed. If it's a big area, you can rent a machine called a seed slicer. And it looks like a big mower, lawn mower, that you would think that you're going to push, but it will pull you. And on the top of the machine, there's a bucket. You put your new grass seed in there. Underneath are a series of blades that will cut a slit in the ground. That way you don't lose all of your good grass seed. And you adjust it to the depth of about, oh, a quarter of an inch, maybe a little bit deeper. Turn it on and hold on for dear life, because as those blades spin, it will pull you right across the lawn, and the fresh seed will fall in the crevices that these blades make. Okay? So let's work on your lawn, and if you need some help, the number here is 855-660-4261.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green, Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green MagiCal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral, balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. MagiCal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green MagiCal. The new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. James, good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to talk to you today.
It's been a little while.
It's been a while. Are you ready to do a little gardening?
I am. And
wonderful.
We have a few callers looking to do some as well.
Terrific.
Starting out, we have Karen in Mass, who has a question about asparagus.
Terrific. Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I got up nice and early to get in to get my call in first. Okay, so I have my asparagus. I'm taking it out of my vegetable garden because it's huge. It's taking over the garden, and I dedicated a box. It used to be a sandbox for kids, but it's all filled in with compost and dirt. When can I transplant that? And the little berries that fall off, do they actually make roots?
What you're going to do is wait until the foliage begins to turn yellow. Because right now it's nice and green and it's making energy. And as the days get colder and we do get a frost, even yet light frost, it will send the energy from the foliage down to the root. So if you cut all the foliage now to move it, then you're going to lose all that energy for next year. So as soon as you see that it's not as green as it was, it's beginning to turn yellow or brown, then you want to dig the plants, and they're going to be probably a foot deep, so try and, you know, go down and get as much of the root system as possible, and then you want to plant them at the exact same depth in the new garden that they were in the old garden. Now, the little balls that are forming on the foliage, right now they're all green, and that means that they are still maturing. And if you were to pull them off now and plant them, there's a very good chance that they would do nothing for you. They will eventually turn red, and then they'll turn brown, crack open, fall to the ground, and those will be seeds to start new plants for the following year. So your plant is making seed every year. It's adding new plants, getting thicker, fuller, more productive. And it is important that, you know, we allow those seeds from the asparagus to fall, because it does take 3 years from the seed until it's ready for harvest. And it's important because when you're continuously getting new seeds added to it, as the older plants die off, the new ones keep the bed productive. And my father, when we lived in Maine and when we lived in Massachusetts, his asparagus beds lasted over 20 years,
wow,
producing like crazy. So it's important that, you know, if you're cleaning up the garden, it's the end of the year, the foliage is all brown, rather than just cut them and throw them in a compost pile, cut them, but remove any of the seed pods and throw them back into the area where your asparagus are currently growing, and that will add new life to the bed.
Oh, good. All right. I'll do that. And I'm going to get the soil moist with mycorrhizal when I do transplant it.
Yeah, you're going to find a big difference. The mycorrhizal that soil moist has added is a big, big plus. The mycorrhizal.
I think they call it the transplant. They call it transplant formula or something like that. It's still just
right.
Right, just so people know that it's good for transplanting.
Yeah, the thing that it will do, mycorrhizal with the soil moist will double the size of your existing roots in a 30-day period. So as soon as you move it, put the soil moist with the mycorrhizal, mix it well, add some compost, plant them, water, and you'll be ready for next year. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about dahlias.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Hey, Paul. How's your grandson, Michael Romeo?
Michael Romeo is doing beautiful, growing like a weed. we're heading down to see him in 3 weeks, so we're really getting excited.
Oh, yeah. The pictures are great, but there's nothing like the real thing.
Oh, yes.
My dahlias. Okay, I got them super cheap at Hannaford's. They were $3 a box for tubers, and I got 8 of them, different kinds, just for the fun of it, see if I could do it. I planted them in 16-inch pots on my patio. They are gorgeous. Now, I want to put these away right, so take me through the process, please.
Okay. Now, do you have room in your basement to put the pots in?
Yes.
Okay. Leave them outside. Well, first thing, get a string tag and write the color, the height, and so forth. That way you'll know which pot is which color. And then attach it to the lowest point on the trunk. And use a magic marker or ink that won't run with the water. And you leave them outside and enjoy them. Cut the flowers, bring them inside until you get a good, hard, killing frost. And they all turn brown. When they turn brown, cut them to about 3 inches, bring them in your basement, put them on the floor as far away from the furnace as possible. If you have bulkhead stairs that go down,
yeah,
leave them near the stairs, because it will be a little bit cooler by the door than it will, you know, closer to the furnace. And just let them go dormant for the entire winter. And
leave them in the pots, that's what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Got it.
I would just leave it in the pot. That way the root structure is still intact. The soil will prevent the bulb itself from drying out and dying.
So it's like what
and,
I amaryllis. The same thing.
Yeah. Exactly. And
okay.
then you just set them on the floor, and in mid to late March, bring them upstairs, give them a good drink of water with a liquid fertilizer. Dr. Earth has a wonderful organic liquid flower fertilizer. Give them a good drink of that. Keep them warm, and they'll start to grow. And that way, when we get to May, you'll have a good-sized plant to put outside.
Okay, now what about the ones that I did put in the garden? I have about 3 of those.
Okay, the 3 that you dug out of the garden, wait until we've had a killing frost, because that will send all the energy in the foliage back down to the bulb. And then dig them up, and what I've done in the past is, and you can start looking now, when you go food shopping, where the produce department is.
Look
just
for a banana box.
Yep, get some banana boxes, put them in there, cover them with peat moss or pine bark mulch, and again, set them on the floor. And that will work really, really well.
Pine bark mulch. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know just
that's
just
pretty thick stuff.
Yeah, but it's dense and it will hold the moisture in the ball in the tuber, so that it doesn't dry out.
Which is best? I have a lot of peat moss.
If you get a lot of peat moss, then use that.
Okay. I asked
I'm sorry,
I asked for the banana boxes at Hannaford, and they're not allowed to release them. They say they go to the homeless shelters. I'm like, really?
The empty boxes?
Yeah, I don't understand it, but...
Well, they must have some heavy-duty boxes that they can give you.
Yeah, they do.
If not, go to Shaw's. Shaw's will, because I shop at Shaw's. And they give me all the boxes I want.
Oh, good idea. Thank you. Okay. So, and then I have another quick question, if I could.
Sure.
Okay. I haven't had a garden for 2 years, so I've been planting in pots. And I have beautiful tomatoes. I mean, I don't think I'll ever grow them in a garden again. They're just, even with all the rain, leaves are spotless. Tomatoes are beautiful. They were Johnny's Tall. That's the ones that
okay.
I really like. Anyway, so I have garlic that's 20 years old. It's in its 20th year. And I harvested it last summer. Now, I've still had it in the refrigerator since I harvested it last August. So, and they're still viable. The question is, can I grow garlic in pots like I do my tomatoes?
Yep.
But I still don't have my garden ready. I'm cutting down the woods, and they still got to get all the rocks and tree stumps out, and the garden will not be ready this fall.
Yeah, just what you want to do is get some 4-inch or 6-inch plastic pots, put one plant per pot, and grow them on your deck, porch, patio. And if the garden isn't ready for this fall, take the garlic, put it in your garage, in your tool shed, If you've got a porch, put it underneath the porch, but it's got to stay cold.
Okay, I was going to put roof boxes.
Yeah, sure. And then what you could do is you could transplant them in the spring from the earth box to the garden.
Right, right. That's what I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
But I can leave. Yeah. I have to leave those outside underneath the deck.
The main thing that you need to do is they need to be put someplace where it's going to be cold. They need, if there are made of vinyl or clay, they need to be put someplace where they won't fill full of water and the container break.
Right.
And so that's why I said put it in a tool shed, or you can put it in your garage. Now, the other thing that you can do that works excellent, and I did that this past year, I went to my local garden center, and I bought something called the Big Bag Bed. And these are landscape fabric containers. And they're also known as a smart pot. And what I did is I filled a smart pot full of potting soil, planted my garlic directly in it, and I could leave it outside because if we got a heavy rain, the landscaping fabric container drains. It didn't fill full of ice. It froze like just like a regular garden, and I have the most beautiful garlic that you've ever seen.
Oh, I've already got some of those with soil in them that I never use. They've just been sitting out there, so I'll just put the garlic in there. Great. Okay, thank you, Paul.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye now. You too. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If you get a chance today, I'd like you to go to my Facebook page, and you're going to be in for a real treat. It's Paul Parent Garden Club Facebook. Okay? So it will come up on your computer. You click on Paul Parent Garden Club Facebook, and when you do, you will see a short video of myself, my son Patrick, who does the show for me, and my middle son Jason, who is a florist. And we did the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge on me, but we put a little bit of a, character to it. So if you get a chance, you take a look. It will bring a smile on your face, I guarantee. So the Paul Parent Garden Club Facebook. And look at the video, and I know it's going to bring a real chuckle for you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary Alice from Pennsylvania with a question about sweet potatoes.
Mary Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you very much. I always enjoy listening to your program as much as I can on a Sunday.
Thank you.
But ours is a replay at noon, so sometimes the baseball or football cuts you off, and I don't like that. I get very upset. Anyhow, I've been planting Bogart sweet potatoes for probably 6-7 years, and we've been doing real, real, really good with them. They're just beautiful. This year, however, I'm digging them a little early, but I were having a dinner today, and I dug some out yesterday, and lo and behold, many of them are black instead of their normal color. So when I looked it up, it looks like I have scurf.
Okay.
I guess,
a fungal disease.
Okay, now have you been planting them in the same area every year?
No, not really. I've never had them. No, no, wait a minute. They might be sort of close.
Yeah. What you want to try and do is to rotate the location of your planting. And what I do with my vegetable garden is I make a graph and I divide the garden in thirds. So on the left is number one, the middle is number two, and the right side is number three. The following year, I start with number three. Then number one is in the middle, and number two is on the right side. So that way I rotate the location of my crop, and that way if there is a fungus disease on my tomatoes, and they were in section number one, they've now been put in section number two, and the spores that caused the disease are in section number one, but the plants are further away, and that way I have less of a problem. The other thing that I'd like to see you do is use a complete fertilizer, something that's organic. And both Dr. Earth and Espoma have an organic food with trace elements.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Maine with a question about dahlias.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. The nature of my question with dahlias is, just the other day, I noticed that they were wilting. There's two of them. They're yellow, and they're in pots, and they're wilting, and I've been watering them pretty faithfully. But we looked at the backside of the leaves, and it looks like there's a faint red smear on the back of them. Someone suggested that it might be red spider mite. What are your thoughts, and how do I go about correcting the problem if it really is?
Okay. Red spider mite, you would have a webbing. Just like, when you drive around town right now, you're seeing these tent caterpillars in your tree. Well, you would get a webbing on the foliage, and if you look closely, you would see it. But if it's just a discoloration of the foliage, then that is not spider mite.
Okay. One other quick question. How much luck have you had with propagating strawberries from a mother plant? You know, taking the runners and putting them in the ground?
Well, I've had very good results. What I do is I'll let the mother send out the runners. I'll let the runner root and produce maybe half a dozen leaves. And then I'll cut it from the mother once it's well rooted. And then transplant it.
Okay. All right. Just let it get bigger. Okay.
Yeah. You really can't move them till you get half a dozen leaves and the leaves are about the same size as the original plant. Now, the best time to plant strawberries is in the spring. And if right now the plant has been making runners since June, July, and August, and if your strawberry bed is older than 3 or 4 years, then what you could do is to dig all of the young shoots, get rid of the older, replant them as soon as you can, and then about Thanksgiving, cover the entire bed with straw. Not hay, but straw. And that will help to insulate them so that they'll survive a lot better for you.
Okay. One other quickie. We tried your pickling cucumbers via the microwave yesterday.
Yes.
We're curious to know, do you have a similar recipe for green tomatoes?
For storing them?
You know, for processing them in the microwave.
Let me take a look.
Okay.
And what you can do, send me an email.
Okay.
And you want to send it to pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T,
yep,
at roadrunner.com.
Roadrunner, okay.
And I'll tell you, those pickles, we make like 24 jars a year. And as the recipe says, it takes 3 recipes to make 2 quart jars. And I use the regular ball jars. So I'll make a recipe, cook it for 4 minutes, shake it, cook it for another 4 minutes, and then I'll dump it in hot ball jars, and then I put a cover on it, make my second one, and then I'll finish filling up the jar, seal it good and tight, put the remainder in the second jar, make a third recipe, and that will fill the second jar. Tighten up that lid, let them cool until you can hear the top get sucked down and pop. And then you can just store them at room temperature, but they taste great cold. And if you can let them sit a couple of weeks, I guarantee that you'll never buy a pickle again. Once you taste these bread and butter pickles, they're incredible. Thank you, and you have a great weekend.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.